Scotland moves to ban greyhound racing. The Scottish government has decided to throw its weight behind legislation to ban greyhound racing. Scottish Green MSP Mark Ruskell, who introduced the prohibition of greyhound racing, Scotland, bill last year, announced the development on social media platform X. The bill would make it illegal to operate greyhound racing tracks or race dogs on them in Scotland. It has already garnered support from the ruling Scottish National Party, SNP, the Greens, and elements of the opposition Scottish Labour Party. With the SNP holding 60 of the 130 seats in the Scottish Parliament, the measure is likely to pass quickly and become law in the coming months. The drive to ban greyhound racing in Scotland is rooted in long-standing animal welfare issues. According to the Greyhound Board of Great Britain, 346 greyhounds lost their lives in racing-related incidents in 2024, while 3,809 suffered injuries. This adds to a total of 3,957 greyhound deaths since 2017. Campaigning organizations, including the Scottish RSPCA, Dogs Trust, One Kind, and Scotland Against Greyhound Exploitation, SAGE, have lobbied for years to end the practice. These groups have joined forces as the Unbound the Greyhound Coalition to strengthen their advocacy efforts. Quote, "A nation that considers itself a leader in animal welfare must do better than to permit an industry that has cost the lives of 3,957 dogs since 2017. This isn't entertainment, it's cruelty. And Scots have spoken. Cruelty has no place in our national identity." Eve Massey Bishop, Unbound the Greyhound spokesperson. Declining industry. Scotland's decision to back the ban marks the end of a declining greyhound racing industry and a defining moment in reaffirming the nation's commitment to animal welfare. The last licensed stadium, Shawfield in Rutherglen, closed in 2020, and the unlicensed Thornton Stadium in Fife suspended operations in March 2025, leaving no active tracks. Quote, "The Scottish government will back my bill to end greyhound racing for good. Just the best news for the dogs who suffer injuries and are killed while racing. There is no safe way to force dogs to run around a curved track at 40 miles per hour, and I look forward to working with the Scottish government and MSPs from all parties to end it." Mark Ruskell, member of the Scottish Parliament. World shifts away from greyhound racing. The coalition's push aligns with global trends, as only 9 countries, including the UK nations, still permit commercial greyhound racing. Scotland's proposed ban comes on the heels of a similar move in Wales, where a draft bill prohibiting greyhound racing was published on August 28, 2025, with a potential start date of April 2027. New Zealand has also passed similar legislation, underscoring a worldwide decline in the sport.